A 4.9 magnitude earthquake was felt across Metro Vancouver and other parts of BC on Sunday, December 17. The earthquake struck an area northwest of Pemberton and was felt by people on northern and central Vancouver Island, the Sunshine Coast, and in many parts of Metro Vancouver, according to Earthquakes Canada. The tremor was felt in places as far away as Kelowna, more than 350 kilometers from its epicenter southwest of Mount Waddington. Several Metro Vancouverites took to social media following the earthquake, commenting that they felt shaking in areas including Burnaby, Coquitlam, Langley, Vancouver, North Vancouver, West Vancouver, and Richmond. One local shared that they felt the tremor a whopping 26 stories up in their apartment building. Felt it in North Van. Janelle Bell, at J-Day, December 18, 2023. Felt it in Vancouver, West End. Rachel Penner, she, her, at Rach Penner, December 18, 2023. Felt in Burnaby. Steve Seaburn. At Steve underscore Seaburn, December 17, 2023. Felt it in Vancouver. Carrie, at Canadian Carrie, December 17, 2023. I felt it in UBC, Vancouver. Nikon Gunners, at Nikon Gunners, December 17, 2023. Felt it in Richmond. Taryn Bell Canada, at Taryn Bell, December 18, 2023. Felt in Vancouver 26 stories up. D Euro Euro, at Desert Feet, December 17, 2023. Oh, that explains the wiggling and vertigo in Langley. Canada Tiggy Ukraine, at BC Tigigirl, December 17, 2023. In other parts of the province, such as on Vancouver Island, people reported feeling more dramatic effects from the quake. One person says they felt their door rattle in Parksville, which is located on the central east coast of the island. A Seashelt resident said they heard creaking and popping that sounded like a patio door sliding open. Doors rattled in Parksville. Lord Un, at Lord underscore Un underscore the best, December 18, 2023. I felt and heard the quake around 3:25 p.m. here in Seashelt, B.C. The house creaked and popped, also sounded like a patio door sliding open, but on checking no one was there. Cool. Judy Marushik, at J. Marushik 33097, December 18, 2023. Locals react to the decision to remove X Twitter account. Earthquakes Canada has announced that it will no longer share updates about seismic activity on its X Twitter account starting in January 2024. Natural Resources Canada, NRCan, has used its social media channels to alert the public about natural disasters, including earthquakes and tsunamis. It encourages the public to use the source website, or sign up to its RSS feed. In response to the news, many British Columbians said they felt that critical information won't make it to the public if it isn't available on social media. Following the BC quake, one person cheekily quipped, "Wow, I am sure glad you have an X account. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known this was happening, such a good service to communicate during a disaster." Several other locals chimed in following the local tremor, questioning why the government would end a service that provides information about natural disasters. "Wow, I am sure glad you have an X account. Otherwise I wouldn't have known this was happening, such a good service to communicate during a disaster." Serene, at Serene Temper, December 18, 2023. "So why is this account being ended?" Eric, at Patriarch Eric, December 18, 2023. "And yet you are ending your account here." S. Hughes, at Shoes 4343, December 18, 2023. One of BC's other social media accounts, Emergency Info BC, will continue to provide updates about provincial emergencies on X, Twitter. The province also uses BC emergency alerts broadcast to mobile phones and on radio and TV stations when needed for urgent wildfire, flood, heat, and tsunami emergency information. with files from Bob Mackin and the Canadian Press.